Walk back through time at an important spot in Louisiana history that most people probably don't know about. Bill Capo explains what one group has in mind for this area new at 6 o'clock.
An archaeologist and a preservationist led a hunt for history today to the site of a military installation that was once top secret.
As Bill Capo explains, it's now the centerpiece of plans to create a new recreational area and to save a vital habitat for migrating birds. Tonight we step back in time with an eye on our future.
Deep in the woods of Belle Chasse near the Mississippi River off English Turn is a path into history. It takes you to what was a top secret Navy ammunition storage depot during World War II.
We know that this was an extremely important ammo dump during the war, so we think that its historical significance is related to the fact that the military has a long and established presence here in English Turn.
10 concrete bunkers like this lined up in two rows in what are now deep woods. Decades later, few records remain, but once troops here helped get vital ammunition to those at the front.
And we do know that they were shipped out of here by rail to the river, from the river to the Gulf, and from the Gulf probably to the Pacific Theater. But again, we need to have people who were here and working on that to help us.
It's pretty cool. I don't know. My kids are very anxiously awaiting to see them. They think it'll be a great place to camp.
They may be able to do that if Katie Braisted has her way. She is president of the nonprofit committee seeking to create the Woodlands Trail and Park on a large parcel of land donated by Plaquemines Parish.
Contains one of the region's last stands of bottomland hardwoods. And the area is developing. And as it develops, it would be nice to preserve some green space.
The Woodlands Trail and Park Committee envisions building trails here for horseback riding, hiking, and bird watching.
There are over 400 species of migratory birds that use this bottomland hardwood forest as their first fattening up area.
When park organizers made their first survey, it was by air, and they couldn't find any of the bunkers from the helicopter. That's because if you look behind the concrete facade, you can see that when they were built during World War II, they were camouflaged to be invisible to spies. However, when they open as an integral part of the Woodlands Park, organizers say they'll be part of an economic engine.
Quality of life is one of the major factors that attract Fortune 500 companies to new communities.
They hope to open the park next year and have more than $130,000 in grants so far, but know it will take at least $300,000 to give everyone access to an unusual piece of Louisiana history. With an eye on our future, I'm Bill Capo, Channel 4 Eyewitness News.
The Woodlands Trail and Park Committee is looking for sponsors to help pay for the new recreational area. For more information, you can call 393-2666, or you can visit their website at www.woodlandstrail.com.